Welcome to the Way In podcast. My name is Jana Saleh Valenzuela, and every week I'll be diving deep into some transformative topics that can help you brighten your days and live your best life. I'm so excited to share this journey with you. From my experiences to research on self-development to tips and tricks that you can implement in your daily routine, this podcast is all about you taking the first step towards your self-development. Or if you already are on the path, then this podcast is about you diving deeper within yourself. Remember, the only way out is in, and true happiness and fulfillment can only be found by looking within. So come on in, and let's explore this realm together. Hello, beautiful people. I would love to start the year wishing you all a very, very happy new year. And since this is the new year, I'm going to take the opportunity of talking about what the new year entitles. I would love to talk about all the conscious and unconscious expectations many of us put on ourselves, and all this unconscious pressure we put ourselves into of having to perform in a certain way or change the unwanted things in us. I would really, really, really like to tell you that you don't need to change a thing, because you are enough just as you are. What you do want to do is to befriend all those unwanted parts in you, all those things you want to change. Before changing them, you want to learn to love them. Now, okay, that's a topic for another podcast, I promise, but it's important that you know that you are enough just as you are. And whatever resolutions you did or did not take, they're just perfect for you. We all have different needs, different moods, different necessities, and we all need to embrace them just as they are. This is the key for everything, to just accept things as they are. No decision is better than another as long as it comes from a place of love towards yourselves. It's not about what you do or do not do. It's all about the emotion behind it. It's all about the belief it's serving. So what I mean by that, don't go to the gym, for example, because if you don't have the perfect body, you won't find love, because you're working from a place of fear. Do hit the gym because you love yourself so much that you want to give the best for yourself. You are willing to do whatever it takes to keep your joints healthy, your body strong and flexible, simply because you are worth it. So this year, I would love to invite you to add just one small ingredient to whatever you decided to do or not to do. I'm going to ask you to add to it some self-love. Whatever decision you take, take it with conviction. Take it with love and with the utmost knowing that no decision could be better for you at that moment. So see, for me, my goal for 2023 is to learn not to label situations anymore. Not to consider them good or bad, because every situation we are living in is there to help us grow. And it's just those mental structures that make us categorize things as good or bad. So that is for me. And talking about that, there's a small story. I don't know if you've heard of it. Good things, bad things, who knows? So I'm gonna resume it. So there's this farmer living with his son. They were very poor. They had one horse, and suddenly the horse ran away. So the neighbors came and they were so sorry for them. So the father looks at them and he says, good things, bad things, who knows? A few days later, the horse came back with 12 beautiful white horses, and all the neighbors came running. Oh, wow, 12 horses. That's amazing. You're going to be so rich. The man looks at them and he says, good thing, bad thing, who knows? One of those days decided to ride one of the new horses and fell and broke his leg. He broke it so badly that it was permanently damaged. Of course, the neighbors came running around. Oh, we're so sorry, your only son, poor thing. The old man answered, good thing, bad thing, who knows? And suddenly the war happened, and the king wanted every single man to go into battle. So they came picking up all the kids of the village except the farmer's son because his leg was so badly damaged. And of course the neighbors came. Oh, you're so lucky, your son is here. And again he answers, good thing, bad thing, who knows? So you see, when we label things, the only thing we are doing is making our experience of the event painful and disagreeable or enjoyable and agreeable. We're going to have to live the situation. We have to live it anyways, so we can make it easier on ourselves by not labeling it. We are labeling it by judging according to certain mental rules that we've put. If they fit the rules, they're a good thing. They don't fit the rules, they're a bad thing. So the only advice I would give you, any situation that comes your way, live it fully, just as it is, as painful as it is, or as joyful as it is. Live it simply as it is, without labeling it, because you don't know what it's gonna lead you towards. Just trust that everything you live is for your own growth. I hope this serves you, and I hope I'll have many of those for you. I wish you a beautiful day, beautiful night, beautiful afternoon, no matter where you are in the world. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of The Way In Podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed it and that you've taken away some valuable insights to help you live your best life. If you did, I'd be so grateful if you could leave a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast application of your choice. If you'd like to keep in touch with us and stay updated on our upcoming episodes and events, follow us on social media at Lamayulu and do visit our website at www.lamayulu.com. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll be excited to have you back next week.